For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the upcoming visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping to the UK is an opportunity that'll benefit both countries. Cameron made the comment during an interview for Chinese state television ahead of Xi Jinping's visit, which kicks off on Monday. Cameron says President Xi's time in Britain will help to enhance diplomatic, economic, and cultural exchanges between the two countries. He also expects to talk with the Chinese president about some global concerns. Cameron stresses the British government is willing to support the internationalization of the Chinese currency. London's already one of the key global hubs for the processing of the Chinese currency through transactions that are made in the renminbi. The Chinese military is reassuring the world the country is committed to resolving disputes in a peaceful manner and wants to avoid potential conflicts in the South China Sea. Fan Chenglong, vice chair of China's Central Military Commission, made the comment while addressing a high-level defense forum in Beijing. Fans told delegates to the Xiangshan Forum that Chinese construction on the Nansha Islands is meant to serve mostly civilian purposes. 500 defense officials and scholars from 16 countries have gathered in Beijing to discuss Asia-Pacific security. For the first time, the United States and Japan have also sent representatives to that event. The Philippine government has ordered thousands of people to evacuate from coastal areas as Typhoon Kapu is to hit the country later on today. Kapu packed maximum sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour near the center, and more than a dozen domestic flights have been canceled. Typhoon Kapu is expected to batter China's southeastern regions after passing through the Philippines. It'll bring gales to coastal regions of Fujian Province and Taiwan over the next 2 days. The first stage of Egypt's long-awaited parliamentary polls will be kicking off today. The country has been without a parliament for 3 years, and the goal is to set one up by the end of the year. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is currently holding all legislative authority. The last Egyptian parliament, which was elected in late 2011 after the ouster of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak, was dissolved in June of 2012 by a court order. The election of a new parliament represents the third and final phase of a three-stage roadmap, including a new constitution and presidential elections. Media reports in Slovenia say 2,700 migrants entered the country from Croatia on Saturday. The surge of people into Slovenia follows a move by Hungary on Friday night to seal its border with Croatia in order to stem the flow of migrants into Hungary. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cerar says the country's army will support police efforts in managing thousands of migrants. Most of the new arrivals in Slovenia arrive by train. They're to be registered at reception centers near the border before being taken to a facility prepared to accommodate them located near the border with Austria. Guinea's incumbent president, Alpha Condé, has been reelected. He took nearly 58% of the vote in the first round of voting that was held on October the 11th. This will be his second term as president of the West African nation. Two girls, a toddler and a five-year-old, have been gang-raped in the Indian capital, New Delhi, in separate incidents. Family members of the toddler found the child lying unconscious in a park 3 hours after she went missing during a power cut on Friday. Nobody's been arrested in connection with that case. A five-year-old girl was gang-raped in an eastern part of the city. Three suspects have been arrested. Both girls have been hospitalized. Mexico has intensified efforts to find fugitive drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman after he avoided capture on Saturday. The security cabinet says officials believe the drug trafficker injured a leg and his face as he made his getaway. It provided no details on when or exactly where the operation took place, but there have been media reports that it happened in or around Guzman's home state of Sinaloa. The drug lord was said to have flown to Sinaloa following his escape from a maximum security prison in July. It's been reported a Chinese consortium is making a takeover bid for Formula One Racing. A group of Chinese firms led by China Media Capital is reportedly backing an $8.5 billion bid for that sport. This comes as Formula One faces financial difficulties as well as continued concerns about the quality of the sport itself. Chinese investors have been expanding more into the global sports and entertainment sectors. Chinese real estate giant Wanda already owns a stake in Spanish football club Atletico Madrid and has also acquired sports marketing company Infront Sports and Media. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.